Next Home Investment. Next Home is a family-owned real estate solutions company focused on providing homeowners in the DMV with solutions to all their concerns. Alan and Keisha Smothers will help you in all situations from divorce, foreclosure, death of a family member, and so much more. Their goal is to provide a win-win real estate solution experience. They provide cash offers and quick closing. That's Next Home Investment. You can find them online at nexthomeinvestment.net or give them a call at 202-802-0642. Next Home Investment.
Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick As Threes. I am your host, Cornell Felton, and I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all new episode happening now. Lego!
Shit.
Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick As Threes. I am your host, Cornell Felton. I'm back with the boys. It's an exciting night. We're broadcasting live from our friends Rebellion on the Pike. Thank you so much to Wes and head chef Travis for the love. We just got back from a comedy show. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Thick As Threes. Also on Twitter at Thick As Threes. We're also trying continually to get on OnlyFans, but we're not on there. They're not going to let us on there, but we're trying to figure it out. But you can also follow us on TikTok.
TikTok.
Thick As Threes. Once again, I'm your host, but I'm back with the boys. This is an exciting day. Very exciting because we got the whole crew here with me today. So let's go through it. Stanley, say what's up to the people.
I want to know what's going on with this whole OnlyFans thing. Do I got to take something off? Because if I got to take something off, I'll take one for the team.
Take anything off yet.
Okay.
But we're going to keep it moving. Coach Bobby Terry, welcome back to the show. Talk to the people.
Like Mike said, I'm back.
And we got, of course, Stephen J. Miles. Talk to the people, Stephen.
What up? It's your youthful curmudgeon. I'm here. It's a great night. We're broadcasting live. We're in a live venue.
Absolutely. It's a little bit live, so the sound is going to be a little bit challenging, but we've worked it out. I think it's going to be okay. Can you hear me? Everybody can hear me? Everybody can hear me. So the sound in the back room is going to be a little live, but that's what you get when you go live. So, Coach Terry, we haven't seen you in a while. Catch us up on what's going on. Coach Terry's here with his beautiful wife, April. She's in the background. She's going to get a producer credit today. She's taking pictures. She's going to do some research for us, whatever we need. She's chilling. We had a great time at the comedy show. Coach Terry, catch us up on what's going on with you.
Last time I was here, we had 5 followers, and now we're performing in front of hundreds.
There it is.
If not thousands.
That's it.
North Arlington community.
Absolutely.
It's a great time.
Absolutely.
Me and my beautiful bride are currently looking for a house. So if you know someone that wants to give his house for the low, we would appreciate it.
Are you taking houses for free? Are you taking donated houses?
We'll do a lot for a house right now. Me and my wife, we would do a lot for a house right now.
OnlyFans?
Whatever it takes.
Wait a minute.
Whatever it takes. We need a house.
She just said whatever.
I was coaching high school basketball, but that season did not go as well as I would have hoped. But we'll get back at it next year. Some of us seasons have been over for a couple weeks.
Absolutely.
Not a month. Some of us have a big game tomorrow.
Absolutely.
But that's what I'm
Tigers.
Steve, you're still playing. Steve coaches at Wilson High School in Washington, D.C. Talk to the people. Tell them what you got going on.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow, 6 p.m., GW, Smith Center, the Wilson Tigers take on the Sidwell Friends Quakers. The biggest matchup in the city. The last two teams playing in Washington, D.C.
Okay, Steve, you're taking way too long. Let me talk about something for a second. We're going to get back to you. But, Coach Terry, I just thought about this. I'm going to get back to you.
Okay.
But when we're at the house, Steve said the Wilson Tigers would beat Lake Braddock by 80.
80.
Steve is a known liar. Known liar.
Absolutely.
They would beat them by 95.
Here's my question.
95.
Here's my question.
They would win by 95. 95. You win by 95.
Oh, wow.
He said it's more.
Holy
wow.
Shit.
I've seen the coaching staff at Lake Braddock.
The disrespect is real, Felton.
Are we playing by DCIAA rules?
With a shot clock?
When you get up 30, the clock runs.
Ooh.
First of all, there's no way you beat us by 30 points.
Never happened.
No, we're way better than you.
You're absolutely better than us, but wouldn't let you. Huh?
Way better than you.
Hold on. Easy answer.
I love Brian Mitras.
Absolutely.
He's my mentor.
Beat us. Hey, Steve, 90 points.
Steve, I'm going to kill it for you real quick.
He's our mentor.
Felton, did y'all lose any games by 30 points this year?
Who are you talking to?
Did you lose any games by 30 points this year?
Maybe. I don't know.
Were they as quality as Steve's team?
That sounds like a trick. Who did we lose to by 30?
I don't know. I'm asking you, but I'm pretty sure you did lose South one County. Game
they're
by bombs. 30.
They're no good.
Fairfax.
They're no good.
Steve, you think you beat us by 80, though?
80.
Oh, listen, why are we changing the subject? Steve, did you already lose to Sidwell?
We lost by Sidwell.
So y'all got no chance tomorrow then, right?
Well, what were you talking about?
Sidwell tomorrow? Now you play Gonzaga.
We played Sidwell. We played Gonzaga last night, and we had a 4-point victory.
Okay.
Our sophomore sensation, Joseph McCray.
Okay.
Blew out his Mamba's.
Ooh. Oh, he did a Zion Grinch.
His whole foot was out.
Oh shit.
But he's
Our head coach switched up, put him in the patent leather blacks to finish the last minute. Cause they got baby feet. They were a size 9.
Oh, so you out there cheating, giving out shoes.
I had nothing for him.
They out there cheating, giving out shoes.
So our sensation came to the line, hit a free throw, was up 4. Ended the game. We're winning. Game's over tomorrow. We have Sidwell.
Hold on for a second, Steve.
Yes.
What the fuck is Steve talking about?
I don't know,
but he's taking his time.
We got all day to deal with the Tigers.
I mean, we're not arguing that Wilson has better talent than Lake Braddock, but you would never win by 80 points.
Thank you. Okay, 80 is an exaggeration because I love Mitras, and he would do some things to hate it, but we win by 40.
No, come on.
Shot clock.
Come on.
Steve, you're Lake not Braddock that much better than us that you win by that many points.
But here's the important thing.
Let me jump in again. Make some room for April.
Okay. Here's the important thing. Tomorrow night, I manifest that we will win the championship, and it will be the last championship of Wilson High School because our school is changing names the following year.
It's changing the name to what?
Jackson Reed. We're going to be the Jackson Reed Tigers.
Wait, is it Woodrow Wilson High School?
Tomorrow.
No. Who's the name of that?
Woodrow Wilson High School.
What did he do? Why are they canceling him?
Bobby, I plead the fifth. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't know why.
Woodrow Wilson?
Off air.
We should have to know why, Steve. I want to know why now.
I don't know why.
I'm going to have to Google this now.
I don't know why. But
does this mean they're going to change the name of the Woodrow Wilson
Bridge? We're going to change the name to Jackson Reed.
Listen.
So is it going to be the Jackson Reed Bridge?
I don't know, but let's push through that. Right. The food just came out. April got some type of sandwich where she's dipping it into a cup, grilled up something. What is that? Grilled cheese, tomato, Coach Terry just got the buffalo wings. The chicken tenders are on point here. Steve just slid in here and got him a french fry. I don't know if you saw that. Coach Terry eating off the ground. They got the deviled eggs stuffed. How did it get there? Them is different eggs. Them is like ostrich eggs or something.
Rubber roll.
Why they so big?
Bigger is better.
All right, we're going to keep it going. Hey, we'll be right back after this quick break. We'll talk to you soon. Peace. And we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick As Threes. Once again, I'm your host, Cornell Phone. Let's jump into some trending topics of what we got going on out here in these streets. Where should we go? Let's talk about Georgetown. Georgetown Hoops.
What's there to talk about?
Exactly.
They're terrible. Patrick Ewing's a fraud.
What, they lost 16 in a row?
They're not
17, 18. Something like
17,
that.
17, 18.
Crazy.
They don't have a very good record. All right. What should they do? Where do they go? What should they do?
Anymore,
can you win at Georgetown, though? Why? Are you at a disadvantage?
You can win at Georgetown. I think that, personally, I think from talking to people, inside sources, I've talked to people.
Jesus Christ.
I think the problem with Georgetown basketball is they're not recruiting the local guys fully. I think that...
Then they need to recruit locally.
Well...
Talk to us. You got the inside scoop? Are you going to drop your boy? You won't drop your boy.
You got names? Go.
I'm the main guy, but he's not going to Georgetown. But what I'm saying is, I think that they need to get more enriched with the DMV culture. The guys that are superstars here in the city.
Okay.
I think a lot of the guys that they've recruited aren't from here, so that opens up the door for them to leave. So, Akinyo, is that Akinyo?
Yeah, is that Baylor?
Killing. That could have been at Georgetown. Mac McClug, he's in the league, but he could have done more for Georgetown. I think they need to recruit more local guys. And I think they gotta come up with a better system.
Can right Patrick now, Ewing coach?
Huh?
Because a big problem could be that nobody wants to play for Patrick Ewing.
Can
he coach? I mean, the system has changed since Patrick Ewing played basketball.
I think that the kids are coming to Georgetown with a false sense of entitlement. I think they're coming to Georgetown thinking one thing, and then when they get there, it's another thing.
But that's most kids who leave, and a lot of Georgetown kids are leaving.
Yeah.
Like, so can he coach?
I mean,
if you're feeding a kid one thing and they come in and you're playing a system that that's not conducive to what they do, ain't nobody coming.
Gloves off. I've watched Georgetown.
Hold on for a second. Did Steve just say gloves off?
Gloves off. Hey,
just so everybody knows, Steve is serious right now.
I've watched about 10 Georgetown games, and Georgetown looks like a team that's the players are doing what they want to do, instead of doing what Coach Ewing wants them to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think their players, I think the offensive scheme is guys trying to get a bucket. That never works anywhere. And then on the defensive end, I think guys are doing things that are not... I'm going to give Coach Ewing credit because he coached in the NBA. He's played a long time. The stuff that they're getting beat with is elementary. They're getting beat with stuff that high school teams get beat with. And I think that's more of the guys, the team doing what they want to do instead of what he's asking them to do.
But don't you think that if they're doing what they want to do, then it's Patrick Ewing's fault? Like, I'm not going to let the kids wild out. Like, you gonna do what we need to do to win, or are you gonna sit your ass down?
But here's the thing, though. I think now kids now feel they have the control, so they do what they want to do. I think he needs to have a better culture, a better team environment where the guys feel like what they're doing helps the team.
You made a comment that they need to get the local kids,
yeah.
But why would a local kid want to stay at Georgetown? You know, why would you want to go to Duke or North Carolina? Because that's where they're going, right? Or Virginia Tech, even.
Well,
Georgetown got no hoops. They play kind of at the Capital One, or it was the Eagle Bank Arena. What is Capital One? I don't even know what it's called.
Capital One.
I mean, they got Eagles run for Jordan. Yeah. Patriots, maybe. But, like, why would you want to go there? Like, they're not proven to get you to the league. Like, Ewing can't. I mean, it's not like he doesn't even get the best big guy. You would think the best big guys in the nation would go there and play for Patrick Ewing. But.
How many years has Patrick Ewing been at Georgetown?
This is
six?
No. This is five. Fourth year.
Has he had a winning season since?
Last year. He won the Big East last year.
He won the Big East, but did he have a winning season?
Yes.
He won the Big East and had a winning season. It's going to be hard to fire him.
Last year.
Oh, no, it's not.
Were they like a 7-6-0?
23 this year.
I think Coach Terry made the comment
they were like
Georgetown.
A 7 seed. They just got hot in the tournament.
They're 6-23 this year.
No, but last year they were like a 7 seed and got hot in the tournament.
My point is they had a winning winning season last year.
Wait a minute, they've only won six games?
Six games this year.
At Georgetown?
At Georgetown.
He's got to go.
No.
Bye-bye.
You can't fire George. You can't fire Patrick Ewing.
Yes, you can.
You cannot.
Hey, well, Pat, Coach, turn your keys in.
Well, Coach Terry.
Grays, whites, navy blues, turn them all in, baby.
Coach Terry made the comment that it's going to be hard to fire a Georgetown coach. Hey, Coach Terry, on another subject, do you see Steve eating all your french fries?
Steve is giving all of my grub, but we're a team, so I support that. He's the guy. He's the shot taker.
All right, let's move on. Let's get out of Georgetown because I don't know if we're going to agree on this whole thing. Let's move on to the NBA, which is what we're talking about. LeBron James and the Lakers. It's been a rough year for them so far. 2 years ago, LeBron James made some comments that were not so good about the play-in situation. Right now, they're in the 10th spot, the 11th spot, 10th or 11th spot.
Yeah.
8 through 12 play in the play-in game.
They're in 10.
They're in 10th spot. The Lakers are going to be in the 10th spot, so I have two questions. One, what do you guys think about the play-in game? Lakers specific, how are they going to do? And two, Perkins was on ESPN talking about they should shut LeBron down for the rest of the season because the Lakers, regardless if they win the play-in game, regardless if they're the 8th seed, they're not going to win. What are your thoughts?
The play-in game initially I was not a fan of. But that little revenue and the two games on TV are really entertaining. So I think it's good for the NBA financially. But LeBron's a hypocrite. LeBron just says whatever makes his case better. Now LeBron's going to play because he wants to catch Kareem. And I'm all for it. Like LeBron is still one of the greatest of all time, whether you like him or not. But my problem with LeBron is, if you guys ever watched The Shop, his show on HBO,
yeah.
He says, when I come into an arena, I look for a LeBron hater to fuel me and get me going. No, you don't. That's what Kobe and MJ do. You don't do that. Because the other night,
they basically called LeBron a bitch.
Bitch?
Stronger.
Stronger. That's a family guy.
What is Staple called now? The Crypto Center?
LeBron.com.
LeBron was getting heckled by Laker fans and they were losing. And he's like, I mean, we need to put up a wall or a bubble. Like, I just, like, these fans can't talk to us like that. So, do you want the haters, LeBron, or you only want the haters when you're doing good?
I hear you. I don't have a good answer. I'm with you. Stanley, you got something to say? That's your guy.
This LeBron is dumb. It's a dumb comment. You know, put a bubble so you can't hit a fan. That's just some stupid shit. I mean, he said some stupid shit. He didn't mean it. LeBron likes playing in front of a crowd because, you know, he didn't want to go to the bubble at first, right?
This is true.
I don't want to play if it ain't no fans in there.
This is true.
And now, he don't want to play in front of fans.
This is true.
Like, shut up and play basketball, man.
Shut up. Wait a minute, you just told him shut up and dribble? Or wait,
Nah, he can still have a voice outside of him.
But stop
saying dumb stuff. Stop. That was dumb.
I think LeBron is just a guy that is obviously playing for the media. He just says whatever he wants to say, whatever works at the time. I'm not a huge LeBron fan, but I, for the most part, want to see LeBron win. For whatever reason. I mean, as far as NBA players go, his record is unscathed. Great guy. Has a kid that may go to the league, not really sure about Bronny. Married, beautiful kids, good life, no drama. I'm sure there's drama, but no drama. So it's hard not to support LeBron. But when he says some of the stuff he says, it's hard to...
I take it with a grain of salt.
Okay.
It's just like, whatever. You know, when we had Trump as president, he said so much dumb shit. And he was like, oh, did you hear what Trump said? Man, grain of salt. He's an idiot. Let it go.
LeBron and Trump, equal ground, what we're talking about, breaking news.
Wait a minute, what?
You say LeBron and Trump?
I'm just saying that people say dumb shit. Yeah, I don't care.
No breaking news. We'll be right back after this quick break. You guys have been listening to Thick As Threes. Once again, I'm your host, Cordell Phelps.
We've been talking about a lot of things so far. We've been talking about Georgetown Hoops. We've been talking about LeBron James and LA Lakers. We're going to close the show out with WNBA news. In the news, Brittany Griner has been held in Russia.
She got locked
up. Brittany Griner is locked up in Russia right now because she was trying to, I don't know if she was trying to, but Coach Terry just gave me new news that she's been locked up for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I just saw that.
She's been locked up for 3 weeks because she was caught with vape pens and charged with trying to
smuggle?
Smuggle.
Hash. Drug trafficker?
Hash oil. So she's currently in Russia. So what are your thoughts on that? What is going on? As of late, hasn't she had some issues as far as, like, personality? Like, hasn't she been in trouble?
It's better that she's in Russia than not Ukraine. Because if she was locked up in Ukraine, that could be even worse.
Yeah, it's definitely not a good look for her.
As far as issues, I think she had, didn't she get like a situation with her wife?
She has some issues with the wife.
They got to fight or something.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
But yeah, she's in trouble. Putin ain't letting her out, bro.
Is Putin in charge of that? No, Putin has nothing to do with that.
Putin runs Russia.
Putin's out of control.
And he runs Russia, and the world is against him right now. The U.S. is against him right now.
This is true.
So he ain't gonna be like, yeah, take her back.
This
he's
is true.
Like, nah, you sit in this little cell with him, baby.
This is absolutely true.
He figured it out.
Coach Terry, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are Brittany Griner is not a very smart individual. Everyone knows when you're going on a flight, especially international flight, they are doing a thorough search. And first of all, you're a 6'8 woman. So they're looking at you extra hard. You're not Russian. Like, what are you doing here? So, again, that's her own fault. Again, if she wants to dabble with things, okay, but you gotta be smart enough not to bring it on the plane, or unless you're playing for Liberty and you get a charter flight, but, like, come on, what are we doing? And you know what? If we have to trade people for her, we have to trade Russian spies for her. Keep her. I'm over. She can stay.
Wait a minute. What is the comment with the Liberty?
The Liberty owner's getting charter flights for his players. He's getting in trouble.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Phoenix Mercury, I think she plays for still. I don't even know. I think she plays for Phoenix Mercury.
I got no
Not
idea.
Not a
she
huge
plays
WNBA
for.
Fan on this podcast, but respect to them. I believe that the best WNBA player could beat Steve 101 still. We can talk about another podcast.
Hey, listen, before we get out of here, let's just talk about that. Let's end with some drama.
Yes, sir.
Steve.
No.
Oh, let me tell you who I met.
Who?
So I met, what's his name?
David King, District Player of the Year of the National District.
David King's mother.
Yes.
Came into the shop.
Yes.
We had a Thickest Threes t-shirt hanging up. She said, who is that in that shirt? And I said, that's Stephen Miles, Bobby Terry, Stanley Allen, and myself. And she said, Stephen Miles on Twitter? I said, yeah. She said, it's the same Stephen on Twitter?
Yeah.
I said, that's my guy. She said, he's unbelievable. He says whatever he wants to say.
That's it. That's it.
She was so in awe of the fact that she was seeing the Stephen Miles on Twitter that just speaks his mind. She says he has no filter. He says whatever he wants to say.
Absolutely.
And so I was telling Coach Terry about this, and you know our conversations in private, yes, which we will not talk about.
We won't.
But I just wanted to make sure that I was on pins and needles because I was like, oh shit. Did he say something crazy?
No.
Okay.
No.
And I knew that. And I told Coach Terry
absolutely
that.
Not.
I said Steve would not say anything crazy. And Coach Terry said he absolutely would.
No.
Yes. No faith.
No.
I'm with Coach Terry.
I have all the faith in the world in you, Steve.
So here's
I
what
knew
I
you didn't say anything crazy.
Here's what I believe. I believe the Hayford Hawks will win a state championship. And it's because of a young man named David King. Every big game that they've had this season, David King has been the undeniable best player on the court.
Undeniable.
It's uncanny. He doesn't miss layups. Guys drive, drop it off to him. He lays it in.
Lays it in.
David King is he's the linchpin to Hayfield basketball success.
Talk to me.
Can I hop on this?
I don't care.
Hop in.
No, hold on.
Okay. Hold on. Know my
place. Because you are an Annandale guy.
Wow.
I'm speaking of my school that I'm a Hall of Famer of.
Ooh.
When you go to Hayfield Secondary School, look on the wall.
Steve, let me jump in for a second.
David King.
Hold on, Steve.
Yes.
I'm going to let you get back to it. Coach Terry, are you on the wall Hall of Fame? Are you on the wall in the Hall of Fame?
I don't even think Annandale has a Hall of Fame.
Okay, well then shut the hell up and let Steve talk.
They do not.
Go, Steve.
I'm ready, though.
David King, Hayfield success, in my opinion, as I've played this game at a high level.
Steve, let me jump in. Let me interrupt you again.
Yes.
Why are you so passionate about it?
Because, here's why.
Okay, go.
Because I feel like coaches and other people who claim that they know what they're talking about want to put other people ahead of this young man.
Okay.
This young man is the linchpin to Hayfield Hawks success this whole season.
Okay.
Nobody else on their team has done anything he's done. He is the guy. Without him, hey, look, don't do that.
What are we doing?
Why are you so passionate right now?
Because.
All right, get to the fucking point, yo.
Without him, Hayfield would not be 28-0.
Yes. To jump on Steve's point, I've seen Hayfield in person. I saw your plaque and Cornell's plaque on the wall.
Yes.
And it was apparent to me, watching this Hayfield team play with David King leading them,
yes,
that this is the best Hayfield team that's ever played, and they have the best guard play Hayfield history.
Too far.
And they're going to have two Hall of Famers, if not five. All district performers, all district.
Stanley, you can jump in there.
Coach Terry.
April, get your husband, please.
Too far. I gotta believe
too
it.
Far.
I gotta believe
best
that.
Too far.
Time.
Absolutely.
I honestly, I've seen Hayfield online.
Go, Stanley.
When he says the best team ever, I believe that high school basketball, like I've watched a lot of high school basketball over the last year.
These kids
were allowed back in the gym.
They stink.
It's nowhere near.
It stinks.
Thank you.
Kids stink.
This competition.
They stink.
Coach Terry has no idea what he's talking about.
Nothing like back when we played.
Bobby. Happy for the Hawks, Bobby. We want the Hawks to win.
Do you know, like when you empty up your trash, that juice is at the bottom? Outside of Hayfield, everybody else is that juice.
Are you talking about the team that you go undefeated, winning a state championship, bring the first state championship to Hayfield?
Hey.
Beating nationally ranked teams, and you guys lose West Kentucky to Lee Lancers?
There is no national ranked team.
Never lost
John Marshall, man. Baby.
Never lost.
They're not nationally ranked.
They were when they lost?
No, they were not.
What are you talking about? Bishop Ironton?
No. They were not.
John Marshall from Richmond?
They were not.
They're going to probably Kansas?
They have one player. My team beat them. My team lost to them without their two best players. My two.
They were missing their three best players.
Who? All of them played.
Scooping him up.
All of them played.
And they have no reference to that. All right, we're going to end this show. We're going to wrap this up. Once again, we are recording live from Rebellion on the Pike.
That's a wonderful restaurant.
Absolutely. Down in Arlington, if you haven't been here, you absolutely have to make sure you come here. Once again, you guys have been listening to Thick As Threes. I am your host, Cornell Felton. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. Make sure you follow us on TikTok at Thick As Threes. Before we get out of here, Steve Miles, sign off. Talk to the people.
Hey, follow us on Instagram. Thick As Threes, like Cornell said. Come on down to Rebellion. Show them your love. The chicken fingers with chicken with the fries are amazing. Double eggs are absolutely crazy. You got all types of swirls in them.
Good.
Come and enjoy them.
Good.
And
follow us. We're here.
Absolutely. Stanley Allen, talk to the people.
I'm going to just let y'all know that I haven't eaten yet. So I watched them eat all this food.
We're going to have to wrap this up.
It's been a pleasure. We'll catch you on the next one.
And for the final word, we got Coach Terry. It's his first show back. We've missed him. The people are going to be very excited to talk, to hear from Coach Terry. They've asked about him. Where's Coach Terry? We've wanted to get him on the show. And he's here. We've had a great night. So Coach Terry has the final word. Coach Terry, you have the final word for the night. Talk to the people.
Final word of the night. If you run a business, you should not offer special deals online that you cannot get in person. And I'm saying that because my wife is right here, and she thinks I embarrassed her today because, you know, we had to rent a little storage unit today. We're booking something online.
Talk to me.
$1 a month for first month, blah, blah, blah. Or $30 a month, blah, blah, blah. They make a mistake. We go in person. I'm trying to get a bigger storage unit than they gave me. And I'm like, cool, I want my same promotion that my lovely wife got online. And they're like, it's going to be $154. I said, no, it's $1. And she said, no, it's $154. And if you can't figure out a way to give the person right in front of you the same deal some loser gets on the computer, then you're not running your business the right way, and you should be treated as such. So I let my voice be known. My wife was not happy with me. I left the place to go sit in the car and let my wife figure it out. And then, guess what? I get cussed out with my wife later in the day.
Did she figure it out?
Did she figure it out 37 minutes later? No, we figured it out for her because she doesn't know how to work her system. So again, if you run a business, if I can get a deal online, I want the same deal in person. You want people to come out, like, why do we do everything online?
I hear you.
And I don't want to sound like a grumpy Grinch, but I'm a Grinch tonight.
Absolutely.
You guys follow me. B.K.
That'll do it for us. Thickest Threes, follow us. Talk to you soon. Peace.
Oh, thank you.
Hey guys, you guys have been listening to Thickest Threes. I just wanted to come back on because I didn't get to hit any of my buttons, and Coach Sarah hasn't heard any of these buttons. So here we go. Oh, can you hear?
Heard no button. Thank you, guys. Also heard no button on that one. Really,
I'm not sure
good.
Why my buttons are not working.
You probably didn't charge the battery.
No, it has. Oh, wait a minute.
Hell no, dude.
Nope, I know exactly what I'm doing. Everybody hold on for a second. Buttons. Go team. Go team. Buttons. 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 And we'll end with this button. Ow, take the streets. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.